Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Y'all know we still got SinCityRadioShow.com.
that's on the popping. You know, we still do the show every Tuesday and Wednesday, same bad time, same bad channel. Hey, you know, like I said, it's going to keep on. It's going to keep on keeping on. So, now,
what you're really telling us is that the motherfucking inmate is in charge of the asylum tonight.
Yeah, the inmate's running the asylum. the inmates run the asylum now, so, hey, know how it be. You know, like I said, we're going to continue to do our thing. 2014, bigger and better. You know, that's how we do.
All right.
So now, check this out. We're gonna go back to the old format. You know, and we kind of got away from this. So let me ask: is there anything that you would like to discuss? I mean, liquor store, anything on your mind? You want to get off your chest? Anything?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, there is something on my chest. All right, I'm gonna lay the scenario out for y'all. Okay. All right, a guy and a girl, they've been seeing each other for about, I don't know, a year and a half or so, okay?
Okay.
They have exchanged, I love you. But they have a long-distance relationship. They can't see each other all the time, all right? And they both are cool with that. All right, so one night, the guy pops up over the girl's house out of the blue, which is not something that he regularly does. But he did. And she gives him head, and then he leaves. And she don't hear from him for the next several days. Okay? Is she wrong to question his motive for popping up at her house?
I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go with, I mean, you said that they know what the situation is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, they know what the situation is, and he pops up. I mean, did he put a gun to her head and make her do it?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't think it's wrong. What about you, Janae?
I mean, what, was she expecting more or what?
No, her thing was not expecting more or anything. She was just, her concern was he wasn't in contact with her for the next several days. First of all, like, he don't just pop up at her house. He just popped up one night out of the clear blue. And like I said, you know what I mean? I guess she put the demo down, and then she didn't hear from him no more. So her question was, did he come over here because he wanted to see her, or did he come over because he just wanted some head?
He came over because he wanted some head, and she didn't say anything to him about him just popping up at her house, so evidently he felt it was okay. Was that the first time he did that?
Well, regardless of all of that, my question is, was she wrong for questioning his motive? And as far as I know, yeah, he don't just pop up at her house. He, you know what I'm saying? They have a long-distance relationship. So they can't see each other all the time or nothing like that, which they're both fine with. But he just popped up out the clear blue. She gave him some head. He cut out. He didn't, you know what I'm saying? And that was it. She ain't hear from him for the next couple of days.
But, I mean, I'm not understanding. It seems like that's how it is already.
Do they talk on a regular basis? I'm confused because I'm wondering. Okay, if they talk on a regular basis, he pops up. He gets some head. He leaves. I mean, I'm just going to throw this out there. Haven't you ever just gave some head one day and just like, okay, you know, here goes something nice for you?
Well, yeah,
I guess she's trying to say.
But it was on my terms. I said, come here I gave him some head, you know what I'm saying, and he went on about his way. It wasn't him initiating it. It was her initiating it.
But how's he wrong?
I don't know. I'm asking a question. Janine, what was you about to say?
I guess it's not the fact that, you know, she might have wanted to do it, but it's just the fact that he didn't call her afterwards. I mean, if they talking on a regular basis, it's just like, now you really thinking you just the fuck, and I don't know if that's how you was feeling before. Maybe you thought y'all were getting, they were getting a little closer or something.
That's how,
he made her feel cheap by doing that. I don't know. That's what it seemed like to me.
That's how I took it too, Janine. It was like, okay, well, y'all got to understand it, and that's all fine and well. But if he just pops up and that's not something he normally does, and then for the next, you know what I'm saying, for the next couple of days, she don't hear from him, it's like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? I thought we was closer than that. You know what I mean? I thought we was better than that.
Okay, so now hold on. I guess my question is, if you suck dick, if you give me head, that means it's something extra? I mean, the emotions is extra now? Is that what I'm getting out of this?
No, she's saying they talking on a regular basis.
They've been dealing with each other for more than a year. Yes, they do talk on a regular basis, but
has
him popping up.
Okay, wait a minute. My question is, has she gave him head before?
I'm guessing, of course.
I'm sure she has.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, well, I don't know. I guess because my thing is, okay, if she didn't give him head before, maybe he's not looking at it like, okay, this was something. I mean, especially if y'all done it before. But then again, I mean, I don't know.
Why wouldn't you call somebody after for 3 days? So, I mean, you as a man, think about it.
Me as a man, if it's a girl that you just went and fucked,
and you don't call her for 3 days,
but
what do you feel about this girl?
Okay,
right.
Now, hold on. Time out, goddammit, time out. Now, my thing is this. Okay, I'm trying to make sure I got the story right. Year and a half, right? Year and a half, they've been dealing with each other, right?
Right.
So we gonna assume within a year and a half she done gave him head numerous times, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's all assume that. We all got that. Okay.
And they have exchanged "I love you." She also said that too.
She did.
Okay. They saying they love each other and all this. And, okay, he come over that day. He come over that day and he gets mad.
Okay.
I mean, all right, what's the, I mean, is he busy? Do he work? Well, I mean, what, he just, is he selling dope? What are he doing?
None of that.
You might as well. You might as well don't even pick up, call my number.
And you know what, and that's kind of how she felt about it. You know what I'm saying? When the story was being told to me, she was like, you know what I mean? I don't know if he genuinely wanted to see me or if he came to get some head because, you know, we could. And it's like,
well, how,
if he had
how did
if he,
he
had said, hold on, let me finish. This is what she's telling me. If he had said, you know, good night, baby, or, you know what I'm saying, something, anything afterwards, maybe not that night, but the next day or something. You know what I'm saying? She would have never had
to call the next. How could he call the next day and say good night?
I didn't say. You nitpicking. You know what I mean.
All I'm saying is, I'll be everybody. I don't know. I'm okay. I mean. So, Janine, if he ain't dead, then the motherfucker could have picked up a phone and called her ass.
It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as that. And it ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Shit.
it ain't no, I don't care. It could have been the next day and nighttime. It didn't have to be right after. Anybody saying you got to act like you sprung or no shit like that? But, I mean, that's just common courtesy. That's just like if some woman come fuck
Hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Good morning, sinners and sinettes.
Hello.
What's up, Miss Kemp? Hey,
for once, I'm in total agreement with the ladies. Yes, I have to say that, you know what, I probably feel some type of way, too, about that. Year and a half, come get some head and just don't say nothing, don't. But the thing is, he just popped up, right? He just popped up and was like, I'm here. And you said that she initiated it.
Nope, no, not that time. I said that in the past she has initiated it to where, you know what I'm saying, she called him up. She's like, look here, come see me. She break him off. And then they be on their merry way. But she don't feel cheap after that because that was her deal. She said.
Oh, okay. Now, this sounds like some old backwards male chauvinist shit.
That is so backwards. Because as a man, if you get your dick sucked and you come and she don't call you the next day, you're not going to feel some type of way about that.
Exactly. That's going to fuck with your manhood. She's not saying they're not talking to each other afterwards. They still talking to each other afterwards. Even if she calls and sets everything up, right?
Right. Right.
Because if she did that to him and didn't call that motherfucker for a week after the fact, you would be feeling all fucked up. Like, you wasn't shit.
Me personally, I would. But
whatever.
If she popped up at her house.
Whatever. And I done gave her a good dick, too. I thought you would be telling him I gave her a good dick. I don't know what they need to call me.
She
all kind of bitches.
When she popped up at his house, throw her pussy in his mouth, and then don't hear from this kid. She don't call for the next couple few days or whatever. That nigga gonna be like, wait a minute, did this bitch just use me? I mean, what the fuck?
Well, checking his phone, make sure the motherfucker still works. Turn it on and off, make sure it's, you know, something happens.
That motherfucker been pacing the room and shit.
You
said.
Red new drive-bys and shit.
Exactly.
Trying to see
if she
at home.
Right.
Where's Molly Ma?
Where's
Molly Ma? I need some more fellas.
I need another fella on here. Well, I'm gonna tell you what. We gonna take it back for a minute. We gonna take it back. We gonna do in memory of our I ain't going to say late comrade or ex-comrade. We're going to play a little R. Kelly tonight, a little old school R. Kelly. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah, 1993. Check this freaky style I was born with.
I feel so freaky tonight. And I need someone to make me feel alright. So bring your body here, babe. Lady, have no fear. I'm gonna fulfill your fantasies. Just as long as you. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Sex me, baby. Bill, one play, first chapter.
Come over here and let me take off your clothes. Things I wanna do to you, nobody has to know. No, babe. So lay your body right here. Lady, have no fear. Cause ecstasy is near.
Let's just say me and you talking, right? We've conversating, you know, we done met each other, maybe, you know, we done met each other through a social media site, SinCityRadioShow.com, just have to throw that out there. Now, let's just say, I mean, okay, we get cool. I mean, we get cool to the point that, I mean, we actually, like, kind of, like, digging each other. And
uh-huh.
I send you an intimate picture of me, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, you like the picture. You like the picture. Like, okay. You know, if he ain't catfishing and he look like this for real. And, you know. You see me in person. We see each other in person.
Okay.
Now, is the first thing that's going through your mind going to be that intimate picture? Because I was told ladies don't think like that.
Well, of course. We have that instant attraction when we see somebody that we feel look good. I mean, I don't feel like we're no different than men when they see women. Of course, after you've been talking with someone, you're going to want something a little bit more deeper than just the physical attraction. But the physical attraction has to be there.
So, I mean, bottom line.
Or else you wouldn't never talk to the person in the first place.
All right, so now, okay. So, bottom line, if I sent you a dick pic, and we see each other.
I got to see that dick in person.
So you are thinking, damn, I want to see this dick.
Yeah, you're saying intimate. Okay. I'm thinking you just talking about your shirt off or something. Oh,
Me and out the shower, me with the water glistening all over my body. It's just the whole
I don't even know if I could be looking at you in your face. We'll be talking, and my head would be looking straight down. You know, I'm obvious like that.
Yeah.
I'll be
like, mm-hmm.
We're
talking.
I see what
you're
working with. Then we
talk first. Okay. So, okay, Miss Pimp, what about you?
I'm going to look too. I'm looking. Yeah.
All right, All right. Look, Gustavo, what about you? You looking or you gonna still try to be conservative?
No, I gotta see. I wanna take a look. I'm gonna take a peek.
So would y'all ask? Would y'all be like, let me see that dick?
I would.
But what if we outside? What if we outside? We'll be in a public place.
It don't matter.
We go in the car. You would ask. Let me take a look at it. Let me feel it real quick.
Really?
Rub up against it. Yeah.
Y'all do know I got y'all numbers right now, right? So.
I'm saying,
nope.
You said
nope
this.
Yourself.
You said you meet on the social media, right?
Right.
Sin City Radio Show.com.
Let's get it right now.
You meet
right.
On there and y'all talking, you know, through the vines. Y'all talking it up real good and, you know,
right.
The pictures is flowing.
Right.
Not laid eyes on each other, but then when you do meet, lock eyes and you meet, the very first thing I'm going to think about is that picture. I need to know what's good. But however, in the context of this conversation, you kind of know the kind of person that you're dealing with and where they're at beforehand. You know what I'm saying? To see where it's going to go. So, I mean, I'm looking. There's no question, no doubt. But as far as the whole actual wanting to go there like that, it just kind of depends on how we were vibing, you know, just having a conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because I
mean, initially, when you meet somebody, you know if you want to fuck them or you don't, but I'm thinking about that picture, and I'm like, well, shit, I know, you know, if it's going to go down, if it's going to go down eventually, then, or whatever. You know what I mean? But if I lightweight think that I'm digging this dude, then I'm, you know, that picture's there. I'm looking. There's no question, no doubt about it, you know, but I need to see where his head is at and what he's really on before I really walk down that street.
Okay. All right. Well, we already know. Jadine already said she's telling you, get in the car. Wait a minute. This ain't your car. Get in the car.
You got to prove that picture was for real.
So you don't want to get catfished. No way around, huh? No way. You won't be catfishing me today.
I don't know. You could have Googled that dick. All I need is to make sure that thing's real.
That is crazy. Well, all right, you find out it's real. I think your name did drop. people, we still here?
I'm here.
All right, Liquor Store, Miss Pimp, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Huh?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, okay. All right, there we go. We got it back.
I think I hit the end button by mistake. Thinking about the dick. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what
I
mean.
I'm
going to
say it. I haven't seen the picture yet. Look, she's checking her phone already. Did he see that picture yet? She impressed me and thinking about the picture.
Felt like the dick was in my mouth. My teeth hit the, he hit the end button on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm bad.
I ain't mad at you. Get to do your thing. All right, well, now let me ask you this. Now, we got a situation. All right, well, Janine, I already know your take on this, but I'm going to ask. Now, what is this? I guess Liquor Store, she didn't thought the dick was in her mouth, too. Liquor Store, you back?
And you know what?
I ain't sent the picture yet. I got y'all numbers right here. They all over the street. I ain't sent it yet. I haven't sent it yet. To the show. Matter of fact, I tell you what, go to SinCityRadioShow.com. I may post it there.
All right.
Y'all know how we do. But, damn. Y'all done killed my whole train of thought. Y'all do know that, right? I'm like, God damn. I done got totally what I was thinking. I really have. I'd have killed my whole train of thought. I guess that's what I have for all the time here, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
No, but I mean, but. I would say he'd be back next month. Hey, that's neither here nor there with me. I'm just the messenger.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just the messenger, that's all. So now, all right, we done got established that y'all gonna take the dick, so.
I'm not going to take it. I mean, shit, you going to offer it. You didn't offer it to me already by sending me the picture.
Okay, let me ask this. Do y'all, I mean, now me personally, I don't believe in sharing shit like that. I don't believe in showing people because of simple fact is, if I'm like, man, this old girl right here, I feel like if another motherfucker said, he going to be trying to do some slick shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe in sharing or, you know, telling my business. But do y'all ever get like that one pic? You be like, I just got to show my girlfriend this because she ain't going to believe I had some dick this good. Do y'all ever do that?
Well, of course. I do.
Really?
Well, I share the dick anyway, so it don't matter. Well, I mean,
hey, if it's a horse dick, damn right.
I'm just saying, you know, when we do threesomes, I let them fuck my man anyway. So it's like, why wouldn't I let them see a picture? I got the rag on it. Oh, bitch, you know you want this, girl. Girl, you know you want to fuck
me. Right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Janine keeps the portfolio of the dick. Well, here's the fish angle.
All right,
which one you want, girl? Which one you want?
Here's
the low shot. Here's the low shot. Here's the back shot. Okay.
Right.
This is the mouth shot. Oh, look, there goes
the
shot.
Right. There's no pictures of him. It's just a picture of his dick in it. Well, this is when we was in Vegas. Wait a minute. Huh?
Look, when we first got in the room, okay, this is by the time I got naked, and this one right here is when I actually sucked his dick. Look, it grew. It grew the whole
time. I mean, let me tell y'all, when women do threesomes, women that have done threesomes before, you know, a lot of them got men, they looking for somebody with a dick to tear their shit up, okay? They not looking for no bullshit. If that's the case, they can stay with the man they with. So the first thing, they try to play it off, and, you know, I play it off right along with them because I'm good at the shit, too. Well, we have our little drinks. We laugh and joke and talk and shit like that. When you get down to business, they want to know if that motherfucker got a big dick. And I got all the pictures and photos for you, just so you can see. When you ready to stop playing games, because you know that's what you want to see. Oh, girl, what are you working with? Oh, girl, yeah, let me see you this picture.
So that's what the initial, okay, so that's what the initial meet and greet is, right? To see, so in other words, it's like the girl, like, really want to see if she, like, she want to look at him up and down, like, okay, is this somebody I fuck? So once you get that established that, okay, yeah, I will fuck him. So now it's all about the, well, how's the dick? Is the dick? Well, you know what? And I've never said in my 40 years of being on this earth, I said it to this day. You're never too old to learn, because I never knew that. I never knew it. I didn't know the meet and greet was to talk about. And how big did you say the dick was? Oh.
Because she not going to say it to the guy. She not going to say it. She going to talk to the female. You see what I'm saying? So, that's what we be talking about.
Damn. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we be giggling and shit. Looking at the phone. Girl, look at it, girl.
Look at
the vein
run
down. Look at the vein
run
down, the little shit, right?
And I'm sitting there. So that means we all sitting in the living room like, I wonder what the fuck they talking about. So y'all actually kicking the dick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So do anybody else got a Miss Pimp, what's your technique?
I'm gonna pass on that one. I'm trying to get somebody onto the site right now, so I'm kind of like listening, but I'm trying to get somebody on the site. They are listening and they're like saying, "Golly!" They sure is. So I'm trying to get them on the site right now. So you know, I'm listening, but I'm gonna pass on that one.
Okay. Well, look, so. We know this is a hypothetical question with you, but what would be your technique if you decided to do that?
Well, I'm very oral, so I want to suck on it. And that's going to tell me everything I need to know.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get this right. Now, you came into the crib. I'm sitting there. My girl's sitting there. And you like, well, hey, how you doing? But, hey, girl, do you mind if I suck it right now? I just want to get a feel up. Is that what you're telling me?
Basically, yeah.
Wow. Okay. 317. Okay, I got it. Wow. Okay, so that's the technique. Fuck it. I'm just going to go in and suck a dick just to see how Wow. Okay. That's a great technique. That is crazy. And this whole time I'm wondering, like, damn. Because, you know, I always thought we had a say-so in this. So we really ain't got no say-so. It's all about the woman selling the pitch, right? So we really ain't got it. I mean, it ain't even up to us. We just like that.
One woman, once she see you, even if we sent her a picture of you. You know, we sent her a picture of us. So when the meet and greet, she trying to first off make sure we look like what we look like on the picture, okay?
Right, of course you don't want
to
get catfish.
Trying to make sure, you trying to make sure we ain't no crazy motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's scary for people to try to come into it with two other people. You know what I'm saying?
the crazy world out there, so they trying to make sure we cool or whatever. And then once they get down to them, once they made up their mind, the women make up their mind already. They already know what they came there for. So when they know, you ain't really got to do too much, but be there, look good, and show them the dick. That's basically all you got to do.
I feel so used.
And then, you know, I have my own little techniques. So I'll be like, girl, I don't know, this dick too big. I'll be, you can put your whole mouth on it. Because, you know, that's fucking with a woman's ego, so now she got to prove it.
That's psychological approach. You want for the psychological approach. Means I'm going to push this shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting mad.
I know you said you could fuck good dick, and I'm, he said I fuck good dick, but shit, I can't even go all the way down like that. You could do that?
Oh, and shit, wait a minute. Hold on. We got to do caller. Caller, what's happening?
Let's say, I just want to say to the girl, the lady who was like, I just want to come in and just go at it, girl, do your thing. Because you know what I'm saying? We need more girls like that who will just get in and get to the show. You know, why have a drink when you can go ahead and get fucked up? Shots all around. Let's roll up. Let's get the show going. What's with the pity pad? Let's go ahead. Let's get to this thing. You know what I'm saying? When you come, you're supposed to already be knowing what's going on anyway. So, I mean, the lady who said that, I love you for that shit, because most chicks need to say shit like that instead of bullshitting around and acting like what they don't do and just get down to the fact of why you're there. You already know why you're over there. You're over there to get it in. So let's just go ahead and get to it. Once the door opens, just get naked. Shit, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your name again, brother?
Man, my name Big Josh, man, out in that town, man.
Big Josh, what's happening with you? Hey, I like your style, Big Josh. I like your style.
I'm trying to tell you, man, let's just get to the point. I mean, ain't no point in addition this and that. Let's just go, hey, you want to get the show going? Let's pass the credits. Get right on to the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Pass the credits and get on to the movie. I like that. All right, now, Big Josh. Now you tell me that. Well, you know what, man? No, nothing personal, but I'm just gonna call you Josh. That big thing just can't keep rolling off the top like that. I'm gonna call you Josh. All right, bro.
I feel you on that.
Hey, Josh. Now let me ask you. Now you, evidently you was listening to the show. You hear the lady. Dog, did you always know that we were just there for eye candy? Did you ever thought that we? Didn't you think we played a more intricate part than that?
I mean, we the whole reason that eye candy comes, brother. I mean, we're the reason that goes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how you want to put it, but I mean, we're the whole reason. You know what I'm saying? We give them the eye candy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what other way do I have to say it? You know what I mean?
Well, you know what?
Okay.
I'm going to think like this. You become more than eye candy when feelings become a part of the situation. If you're not someone that I, you know what I'm saying, if this is strictly a sexual thing and that's all we got going on, well, then, yeah, that's all you are. It's a piece. You know what I'm saying? But when feelings get involved, now you got to be, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more than your dick. Or if I
okay,
even when
now,
I meet you.
Hold on. I mean, explain the feelings thing because I mean, you already know I'm in this relationship. So, how much feelings can you have other than just
if talking about a threesome situation, which is what we're talking about, then that's all you are. It's a piece. You're a piece.
Okay. So
I'm trying to fuck you. I'm trying to fuck her. I'm trying to get fucked, and then I'm going home. So that's all you
okay.
are.
Let me ask you this. What if we made it so good to you that you actually, you like, damn, I'm falling for them. I'm actually falling for them. What do you do?
Nah, I'm good.
No, I'm not. It happens now.
It happens.
I said me. I'm good.
Okay.
I, if
Hold on, hold on. You can never say never. That just so happened.
Right.
Let's just say, hold on. Between her turning your ass out and the dude turning your ass out, I mean, they got you knocking on the door every other night. Hey, what y'all doing? I brought drinks. Anybody want to play Scrabble? I brought drinks. I mean, shit. I mean, because my thing is this. I would be like, okay, I would think that the lady would come to the lady first. Like, okay, look here. You know, I'm hooked on y'all. I'm hooked on y'all. I want to be a part. I want to be a part of this. Because if you come to the man, us being men, and Josh, I think you could agree to this, we kind of be like, yeah, well, all right. You know, we don't know how y'all going to take it. So my thing is like, hey, go to her. Go to her. And as she says okay, then we bring you into the fold. Am I right, Josh?
I mean, yeah, you right there. I mean, yeah. You just okay. Brought it down, okay. Yeah.
Because, see, then it's like if y'all come to us, it feel like y'all trying to do some old sneaky shit. Whereas if you just come to our girl, let her go on and quarterback this, and we good. But
what if you the one who, you know, she knows who to contact? What if she don't have my number? You see what I'm saying?
I gotta give her your number. I'm giving her your number.
Okay.
I'm giving her your number. Here, call her. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel it seems like we're going to be
right.
Doing some more behind-the-back shit. You know,
right.
Not to say that we are.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, Josh, you know what I'm saying. You know, it ain't we're trying to go behind-the-back shit, but that's what it's going to look like because we got her number. Or you look in our phone and you see that she done called us 5 times. Well, why you ain't tell me she called? Oh,
but
well,
I'm saying that's just like ladies say that you and your man got that third man, and you know what I'm saying, do you think that we would want y'all having his number or whatnot? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't feel comfortable like, hey, go ahead, call that nigga, you know what I'm saying, get him on up. That'd be like you calling your other dude over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, that's...
Josh, we ain't getting no third man.
Right.
No, I mean I ain't saying that, but I'm just saying shoes on the other feet, you know what I'm saying? Like it would just be some old, you know what I'm saying?
It should be only fair if he gets a woman that, you know, we should get an extra man.
I don't think that was what you said.
Hey,
saying?
Josh,
I mean,
you got to watch yourself on here, man. These motherfuckers quick on their feet.
I see that it was like, damn. Hey, at first I was agreeing, then I was like, damn, hold on, what she said?
I see she cussed off guard with that one. I see you like, wait a minute. No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe I had to back my steps, you know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, I think I said the wrong thing.
You gotta be quick on your feet in this joint, boy. They cutthroat on here, Josh. They cutthroat. They some lovely ladies, but cutthroat as hell.
So, I mean, tell me this, ladies. Do you mind for your man to, if you like other ladies, you know what I mean, to go and approach the ladies? Do you see that as a problem?
No, the problem I see is, well, this is Janine, and the problem is, I'm sorry. I want us to do things together. So I'm the one that I like doing threesomes. I like eating pussy. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not like that. So whether you get the woman or I get the woman, whoever get the woman, it don't matter to me. You know, I'm not that type of person. My thing is, I know how bitches are. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
They be shady. They go behind your back. You know, I've been through this for years. I know how they can get. I would rather have one specific woman
that can come over and we could be together all the fucking time. Shit, every other day, however we want to do it. But what happens, which it has happened to me many a time, they get addicted.
And it becomes more than
a lot of women can't separate their emotions when
exactly.
it comes to sex.
It becomes more, it becomes emotional after that.
So what's that mean, to stop having threesomes or what? I mean,
no, you just move on to the next one. Now you got to move on to the next one.
So what if the grass? So what if the grass ain't so clean on the other side of the fence,
what
and
you
the same
mean?
Thing catches on? You know, it's just like a returning cycle.
Yeah,
so
that's
get
what it's gonna
again.
Have to be. But that's what it's gonna have to be. As long as me and him together, I don't care nothing about what the fuck she, what she on. Me and him are the ones that are the couple. We together, we doing this together. It don't matter about, well, not to say that we just don't give a fuck about her, but if she's not going to be on what we on, then she's going to have to move it along. Then we not offering her what she needs.
That's that addiction for you, that obsession. They're going to
yeah.
keep bringing it, though.
But now, hold up. Now, Jadine, you said at one, when you was with your husband, y'all had one that she would like just literally just come over, knock on the door, and just jump in the bed with y'all.
Yeah.
Like come from a party, like. Now, Josh, you're new to the show, but let me tell you, Jadine actually had one where. She was at work. Now, I'm going to make sure I get the story right. She was at work. The old girl wanted some dick. She sent her over to the house, told him, well, he at home, go on and get started. Now, Josh, have you met love like that yet?
I'm going to say this. That sounds like a setup to me. Because I don't know what woman sends another woman to the house. Because usually she got to wait until mama gets home. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's just some women. Now, hey, Jeanine, hey, if that's what you like to do, then do your damn thing. Because, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that either. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
he got it a little wrong. She didn't come to our house. He went to her house.
Well, really, that don't make it sound no better because, you know, that means he can swoop to her crib anytime he wants to. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so really.
But now here's the thing. She called, no, Jeanine called her husband like, hey, old girl, what the fuck, going on over there?
All right. Now say, Jeanine, he go over there without your phone call.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool with you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. We need more women like you, shit. Hell, shit. Yeah, we need more women like you in this world.
Did you just hit me ask you, Josh, have you ever had love like that? That's love.
That's past love, brother. I mean, that's some if you die, I kill you type shit right there. I mean, that's past. That's far gone past the love. That's the so I get you die, I kill you type shit. That's right there. But you know what I mean? That's
don't you down me, man. Don't you down me.
Hey, you down me, I kill you. That's what it sounds like right there. I mean, she has a hell of some trust. I mean, because really women don't trust their men like that these days. But be like, hey, you go on over there and go get that. Yeah, she's doing some. Yeah, you die, kid.
That's what's up.
That is the realest shit I have heard in I don't know how long. I love it.
Man said, "You die, I kill you."
Exactly.
But seriously, I mean, damn. You don't get it. You don't get too much better than that, bro. You don't get too much better than that.
I mean, that would be your that's your trophy right there. Hell, she telling you to go to another female house, and then you come back home to me. oh, man, shit, I need to be living at your address.
I used to like to hear about it. Of course, he was like, I wasn't telling you. Why not? Yeah, like, we don't do the threesomes together.
Now, tell me this, which I know you probably haven't. Have you asked him who's better at what?
You know, I always feel like I look at it this way. Me and have a top three. You ain't always going to be the best. There's always somebody else. You see what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. I always make sure, am I the top three? That's all I want to know. Am I in top three? The answer is usually yes. And that's fine with me. I don't think I'm like the baddest shit out there. And you know, it's always somebody who can do something different, okay? So, so as long as I'm in the top, I achieve to be the best.
You know what? Now, I went to shout out to Secret Monet. We were at her video shoot Sunday night at Pure Passion. Oh man, it was off the chain too. And man, I honestly, man,
my bad, y'all. Man, my phone keeps ringing. I missed the whole conversation.
Oh, no, I was just saying, man, we was at Pure Passion Sunday. We was at the video shoot for Secret Monet. And, man, the women that was in there, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm looking and I'm like, okay. I'm looking around and I'm like, wow. You know, it's like, all right, Josh, let me ask you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you'd have been strip club 1,000 times. Am I right? Now, I mean, me and you both know. We both know every motherfucking stripper that walk up to us and say, "Hey, baby, hey, honey," they don't like us. They don't genuinely like us. It's like, okay, they just try to get a couple of dollars out of us, right?
Of course.
Right. So, but now, damn, don't you at least want the motherfucker to make you the damn work for the money? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, put to you like this, they pretty much are already at work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they already clocked in. I mean, tell you the truth, we the ones really, we working to give them, you know what I'm saying? I mean, tuition is paid once we walk through the door. I mean, but as far as that, yeah, I mean, I don't feel like, to tell you the truth, when I go to the strip club, man, and I might be with a female, girls might come up to her more than me and not even realizing I'm the one with the cash. And look at me like, yeah, she just got a dance. Well, I'm like, well, shit, she needs to pay for that dance. You didn't come up and say that to me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know, man. I feel, yeah, they should have to work at it because they are at a job. But at the same time, I mean, we there to pay tuition. I mean, hell, once we walk through the door, we know we there to see tits and ass. So, I mean,
right,
you already know what you're here for.
My thing is this, man. At least give me a hey, baby, or a damn, how you doing, a smile or something. Me and my partner sitting there, like I said, we was at a video shoot. And me and my partner, we sitting there talking. And this girl just walked up and just started shaking her ass in our face. And she was stopping turn around and look at us, and we like, you know, we looking at her. So my partner like, well, here, you know, he stuck a couple of dollars in her G-string, and she like, thank you, and walked off like, damn, bitch, you ain't even sell us a dream. You ain't even.
Yeah, but hey, now you said you wanted one to come up and start working. Hey, she came up and just started working, and shit, hell, she ain't had nothing to talk about. She was ready to come up and get her in.
I'm sorry. When I'm in a strip club, you at least got to say, hey, baby, to me. Damn. And I mean, dog, I mean, we actually was having a deep conversation. Next thing you know, all we see is one cheek on his side, the other cheek on my side. And it's just shaking. It's vibrating. And I'm like, well, goddamn. At least say hi.
Well, I mean, hey, as long as it's already in my face, Now, I can't stack it then because I will let them know. Hey, baby, I think you need to go to the back and change up with whatever you doing. But, yeah, maybe we can have a little conversation beforehand. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe that might want to get something started. I mean, we ain't
right,
not
give me a hi. Right.
Yeah.
Give me a hello
yeah.
or something. That's all. Don't just don't just bounce your ass in my face. Then, dog, I mean, she didn't, you know, when a motherfucker get a tip, they used to be like, okay, baby. That bitch said, thank you. And just walked off. Like, and she,
that's how
and she walked.
She's like, fuck
and,
it,
and, no, but then, no, she walked off with, I mean, she wasn't the best one in there. But then she walked
right.
off with the stanky walk. You know, the, y'all know
Whoa.
Who the stanky walk is. You know what I'm saying? Josh.
So, I mean, it looked like it stank. That's what you're saying.
Josh, you know the stanky walk. You know the stanky walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not to say that she did stink because I didn't smell anything, but she walked off with the stanky walk. So it was like, really? you going to try to take a motherfucker money and then walk off with the stanky walk?
If it looks like a duck, talk like a duck, God damn it, it's a duck. She had the stanky walk.
It's probably a duck. What Robin Harris says, motherfucker walk with that wall, I can't even give it away. I'm just saying. I mean, I just felt like, you know, I'm like, you could at least change a little bit better than what you came.
I mean, yeah. Working for it, we giving it away. We more giving it away. They just taking it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some strip clubs, some chicks don't have to do nothing. They just got to look good.
Okay. I feel you. But check this out, y'all. We're going to go to the song. We're going to come back. I'm going to dedicate this one to when I was a youngster. And we'll be right back, y'all. Well, then again, we might not. Because I don't know what the fuck the song is. God damn. You know what? I tell you, boy, fucking around. I need my father time back. No, I'm just bullshit. Now we gonna go to the song. We be right back, y'all.
Only you.
Who is that on here singing? I hear you.
I think that was Josh.
No, it was. That was. I didn't know you could hear me. I was kind of humming.
Yeah, I heard
love. It said muted, so I didn't hear it. Me. Scandal. Hey, Janine, you're a bad motherfucker, baby. I swear on everything. I thought I was a bad bitch, but I got to lay it down to you. You're a bad bitch. Straight up. I mean that in every sense of the word. I get popped when they do.
Hey, I mean, hey, only in Sin City do you find shit like this. This is what I'm saying. SinCityRadio.com. You need to, hey, get down.
I can see where, like, there's, like, no bullshit in your house. There's no airs. There's none of that because I just see that. I mean, I see how it could work, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I see that there's no bullshit, nothing to trip on none of that. You know what I'm saying? That's a together thing, and it's like it's so trip. You boss bitch. The end, and that's what it is. I like it. I like that. That shit is, you all about me, damn it.
You know, I know a lot of women don't think the same way as me. I know, you know, everybody thinks differently. But, you know, people go through many, many relationships. And what be the main issue? Somebody cheating.
Yeah.
Somebody cheating. I mean, that's really, I mean, the biggest issue, people want to get divorced, people go, some people stay in the marriage, but you're still dealing with that issue. Why not face it? Why not face it? Why does it have to be so negative? I mean, people make it out to be negative. I mean, if those are your morals and your values, you know, I don't have nothing to say. That's just how you are. You know what I'm saying? I understand. I just choose to be different.
Right.
And I don't think that way.
I can just see that there's no bullshit. You know what I mean? Hey, I am not mad about it.
And I mean, the whole thing to me, what it comes down to is respect. Respect me,
right.
I'm going to respect you. You know what I'm saying? And as far as I'm concerned, I feel like we came on this earth. We don't have a lot of time to be on this earth. You know, you only have the time that you're here. Have as much fun as you want. Shit, then you're dead. Shit, it's not, you know what I'm saying? Why go through all the bullshit for the time that you have here on this earth? All the stressing and crying and, you know, all the bullshit you go through. Shit, just have fun. Live your life. Yeah, you got to work. Shit like that. But why can't you have fun with your life? Especially with the person that you married to, the person that you're supposed to be giving your life to, your entire life. You feel what I'm saying? Why make it miserable?
Right.
You got to be with this person every single day.
Well, I mean, if you're miserable in a relationship, really, you shouldn't even be in it, though. You know what I'm saying?
But people stay in it for different reasons. People stay in it for different reasons. So it's not for me to judge their reasons. You see what I'm saying? But that's what ends up happening.
Hey, haven't y'all noticed this is like this calm aura tonight?
Yeah, you ain't put me on Front Street and come crazy, shit. Disagreeing with me.
I'm saying, man, SinCityRadioShow.com, man, we doing it big. We finna do something new, like I said. Hey, they let the inmates run the asylum now. It's over. I'm finna ask you total dusty. I'm glad my man Josh called in. You know what I'm saying? Thank God. Josh, why I got you on the phone, man? Why I got you on the phone? All right, here's the scenario, right?
Right.
All right. Check this out. You and this chick been dealing about, y'all been dealing for probably, what, a year and a half? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You hit her with a surprise visit. You hit her with a surprise visit.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Hold on.
Because you're going to tell the man side of it, and that wasn't the question. Can I tell him the scenario? It was my question.
Okay.
Because I see where you're going already. All right, Josh.
Yo.
Here's the scenario. You've been dealing with a chick for about a year and a half, all right? Y'all have exchanged, I love you, even though it's a long-distance relationship. Y'all both cool with that, all right? One day, just out the clear blue, you pop up at her crib, and that's not something that you normally do, okay? All right. She give you some head, you cut out, and then she don't hear from you for the next couple of few days.
Okay.
Do you think that she is wrong to ask you, did you come over here to see me or did you just come to get some head?
I mean, if y'all had that established beforehand, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But if y'all didn't have that established beforehand, then, I mean, yeah, she pretty much can ask that question because she probably want to know what's up if that's the only thing you came around for.
Okay, but Josh, here's my thing, and this is the only thing that I'm locking ass about, is that it sounds like to me, okay, he don't normally do that, but he did something spontaneous. He did something, he just popped up. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, if you questioning me about me doing something that, I mean, now, and we all agree, he didn't put a gun to her head and said, suck this dick, right?
Right.
No. And so, she also didn't put a gun to his head and tell him to get the fuck out because you didn't call first. But go ahead.
Exactly. And that's my point exactly. So, she invited him in. She invited him in, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
She sucked his dick. He didn't say, hey, you know. I mean, he probably, I mean, I'm pretty sure he didn't say no. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, the whole thing about it, a year and a half, I don't think it's a big deal. I just don't think it's a big deal.
Now,
hold on, I just got
long-distance relationship, remember that. Long-distance relationship.
So
they don't see each other like that.
Has she heard from him since? She ain't heard from him at all no more. He just quit fucking with a period.
Nobody said that. She said that she did not hear from him for the next several days after he popped up at her house and she gave him some head and he cut out. It's not that they don't talk no more, period. It's not that they don't talk anymore, period, because they do. But her question was, did you come over here just to get some head, or did you come over here to see me? So the rest of that is irrelevant.
Well, Josh, it's
I
a time frame.
She needs to just end it if she's feeling some kind of way behind it, which means she got feelings that he don't have. You see what I'm saying? Because if he had some feelings for her like that, ain't no way in this world, no man, I don't care what they say. When me and love somebody, they going to call you. They're not going to disrespect you like that to just not call you at all, unless that's all the relationship is. It's just about sex.
I mean, it sounds like that was his little go and go see what her mouth do, though, and then keep on with the moving.
See?
Man, damn, Josh, you could have backed me up. He was a man.
See, no,
I was the only man though that tried to defend us.
No, see, he was right. That's what you should have said at the beginning.
The women is right. Okay, the women is right. Damn, Josh.
Hey, man, now, I was trying to back you up, but damn, I got caught in the corner. I mean, damn.
Hey,
hey,
Josh,
hey,
you know what?
Hey,
you know what?
he conquered, and then he left out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what else can I say? I mean, damn, I can't put no other words in that.
Okay, Josh, listen, man. I lose every week. I lose this argument every week. Josh, I need a nigga on my side. If we gonna go down, we gonna go down together, bro. I got your back, you get mine.
I tell you what, if somebody start fighting you right now, bro, I swear, me and my 100 goons is right behind you. I swear to God, man, I ain't gonna let you all like.
Well, damn, all right, and I appreciate that, and I love you for it, but damn, man, these motherfucking women be tearing my ass off every week, man. I gotta fight.
You got some fucked up ass views. That's not our.
I got some. Okay, then, Josh, they say I got fucked up views. Now, Josh, look,
this is the same person who, I don't know how long ago, but Janine, you remember, put up the man commandments or some shit like that. And half of that shit was bullshit.
Hey, secondary, right? Josh, I want you to log on to SinCityRadioShow.com. Is that right? Did I get that right?
That's right.
Okay. And I want you to do what I did. I want you to go and listen to some of the archive shows, and you'll get an understanding of how fucked up his views really are. You'll get a better understanding and know what these ladies are talking about. Because I listened to him last week and was like, he got to get it.
But, I mean, y'all got to understand, though, at the same time, though, we men, shit, we got fucked up views, too. Y'all not going to pretty much understand where we coming from, just like we ain't going to understand where y'all come from on some situation. You know what I'm saying?
That's when communication becomes a part of it, and if y'all don't talk about it, or if, you know what I'm saying, you like, okay, I see a problem in this, and Josh, look, that's an area with me and you. And then I come to you and I'm like, Josh, you know what I'm saying? As much as I love sucking your dick, I think it was kind of fucked up that I didn't hear from you after that. Do you come at me like, why are you coming at me with some little shit? Or do you come at me like, you know, damn, you right. Maybe I could have said something.
Wow. I mean, like, I plead the fifth, brother. As much as I love to argue, I'm going to go ahead and plead the fifth, because, see, we ain't never going to win this conversation, brother. And as much as you probably love to cross the finish line, sometimes you got to stop till you get ahead, man. You got to let them go on. Because you winning in the end. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say about that. Don't go further than what it don't need to go, man. You don't always have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Let your view be that and that shit, brother. Don't explain yourself. That's it. If that's how you feel, they can't change your fact and you can't change it. Straight up.
Josh, I give you that, boy. Hey, Josh, the motherfucker, yes, baby, I fucked up, but I make love to you. If you gonna let that one,
that's
a smooth talking motherfucker. I gotta give you that one, dog. You the most politically correct motherfucker that came on here.
I'm gonna be honest though, brother. Really. Usually I be arguing all the time, and I'm trying to learn now how not to argue, because really I argue to the point to where I blow up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get to the point to where I cool down. I'm too old for that, you know, get too old for that now, man. Can't do what you used to do.
Josh, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
You had some of that killer tonight?
I always.
He got that mellowness to him. Like, I didn't have that killer tonight, nigga. I ain't tripping. It's all good.
Well, see, brother, usually, man, I stay out of space. I don't stay on Earth. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me different. I stay out of space. I don't like to stay on the Earth. I like to stay, you know what I'm saying? I got my own views. I say how I feel. I keep it moving. people don't like to fuck.
As I'm down in my third cup of vodka and cranberry, I feel what you're saying, brother.
Yeah.
I feel what you're saying.
You winning in the end, bro.
There you go. Josh, you gotta get on the site, man. You gotta get on the site.
Well, I think I'm about to go get on this site now, listen to a couple and call y'all back so I can talk a little bit more shit, so I gotta be at work in the morning.
Well, we finna end the show in the next 7 minutes. So I might as well stay on this thing.
Yeah, but make sure you hit that site, man.
Like I said, make sure you hit that site. You tell a friend to tell a friend, man. SinCityRadioShow.com. These jackasses off the chain. That damn Kaz is a fool. He's a nut.
For sure.
Shut
them
down. Mm-hmm. And I guess my views are just so fucked up now. I'm gonna keep my fucked up views, and I'll drink to that. Y'all hold on. All right, I'm back.
You know, we let your fucked up ways, thinking ass. It's sensitive love,
but
that's all it is.
But not. At the end of the day, I do love the ladies. I love the ladies, and I do respect them. I talk shit, but I love the ladies. I do respect them. And y'all can't admit, I done wrote spoken words for y'all that just tell y'all how beautiful y'all are. All right,
okay, so let me ask you this. If you was the brother in the scenario that I brought up tonight, then after you've heard everybody else's point of view, are you big enough, are you the type of person who would call that chick, whoever she is, and be like, you know what? He was right. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Are you that type of brother?
Nah, I'm going to come over there and ask you how to get my dick sucked again. But this time I'm going to say. I'm going to say this time, though. All right, that's a good one.
What's wrong with that?
You know what? And I know Ms. Pimp just ready to say something. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just, you know, I brought Josh on that he, I know he took down phonics now because I just enjoyed this. Today was a great day. I love y'all. I swear I love y'all.
You know, I gotta make y'all laugh. If I don't make y'all laugh, y'all sit here and be listening to me crying all night.
I'd be trying to say one day I'm just gonna listen. And I'm not gonna say nothing, but then, you know, Janine said something, I was like, yeah, girl, yeah, I had to chime in. But I listened for as long as I could. And I said, nope, I gotta say no.
You know what, I've done that too, Miss Pimps. I have done that too. Like, you know what, I'm just gonna kick back tonight and I ain't gonna say shit. Hold on, I ain't gonna lie to you, I have been at fucking work before and was listening to the show, and my coworkers know, alright, Tuesday and Wednesday nights, I don't even like being in this motherfucker, so I got my headphones on, don't fuck with me. But I have been at work and was like, I got a call. Fuck that. I'm going to get in trouble like a mug, but I'm going to call. So I feel you completely.
Shit.
Hey, man, it's talk radio. That's what we do. I mean, shit. How many shows y'all know that y'all can actually get on here and say, man, fuck that, and won't get censored?
Right. I mean, it was funny because Josh came through, and I was like, I had the phone on mute, and I was telling him, I said, okay, listen. I said, I'm on this radio show. And I said, this motherfucker is off the chain, man. So I put it on speaker, and his eyes was like, what?
Straight up.
He was like, man, give me that number right now.
Straight up, man. I was like, what the fuck is this shit here that I'm hearing on my motherfucking ear?
All right, man. That's how we do it, dog. That's how we do it, man. That's how we do it every Tuesday and Wednesday.
I'm about to turn boys on to this, man, because this shit's crazy right here. I didn't even know this shit was going on.
Oh, yeah, man. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, 9:30 to 11, bro. We in here. We doing it. Like I say, we got the radio, show. We got the website, SinCityRadioShow.com, totally uncensored. Man, if you want to post whatever you want to post on there, only motherfucker that can take it down is me. And I ain't taking shit down.
So I can put some illicit pictures up there if I want to?
You can get butt booty. You can get butt booty.
I want to see them motherfucking jeans. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm posting that shit.
We totally uncensored. Anything goes.
When I say
anything goes, yes, anything goes. But look here, y'all. We on that. We want to have some fun. We don't want to see no shit like on Facebook with motherfuckers with three heads and all that shit. We don't want to see all that crazy. Now, we want to see some shit. Now, you want to put them big motherfuckers on there? Baby, please. Please.
Be my guest.
Be my guest.
Done.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally, it's totally uncensored. Do what you got to do. Have fun. Enjoy the site. And like I said, we gonna do it. We gonna do it. Like I said, 14. Sky's the limit for Sin City. And on that note, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? So now, like I'm saying, and well, man, Josh, since you the first time to the show, you got any last words for us, man?
Shit, man, hey, this was cool, man. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know this radio shit was going down like this. Sam, that's what's up to hear from y'all to it. You know what I'm saying? And shit, hey, I was glad that y'all motherfuckers took the time to goddamn talk shit, because I talk shit my motherfucking shit.
We right back on this motherfucker same time tomorrow, man. Same time tomorrow.
Fuck around and be there, brother.
And, hey, we greatly appreciate it, bro. We greatly appreciate it. Liquor Store, you got any last words?
Yes! You know I love my Tuesday and Wednesdays, man. My shit, I love it. I got to be here. My household knows. Don't mess with mama between 9:30 and 11. So, you know I'll be back tomorrow night. Seeing she had a bitches.
That's what's up. Janine. I guess you the matriarch of this show now, so shit.
Oh, yes, it is.
So what do you mean?
I see. If you build it, they will come. So.
Hey, if you die, yeah.
And if you bring her, I will come. So.
You said if I die, he's going to kill me.
I definitely enjoyed myself
like always. And I know you guys are kind of new. Liquor Store, you know me kind of well by now, but they haven't heard all of my stories because that was nothing.
Look, Miss Tim, Josh, I'm going to tell you like this. Ever since I've been talking to Janine, I told her, you know what I'm saying, she needs to get one of those hidden cameras that's like in the button of her jacket or something and fucking film her life. Because this woman's life is a fucking film. I'm trying to tell y'all.
When I tell people my stories, people don't believe the shit that happens in my life, but it's all true. I'm not fake. I'm not phony. I don't do things to try to get attention. I just do things because I want to. You know, people feel like they can't do certain things. I just don't feel like that. If I choose to do something, I'm going to try it.
Real shit. My hero.
And there you have it. Miss Pimp, you got any last words, Miss Pimp?
I love y'all with everything in my being. From Tuesdays to Wednesdays, is it Tuesday yet? You know, I lost sleep last night trying to make sure today I was on point and set up and nobody's disturbing me today. Yeah, I love y'all. Tuesdays and Wednesdays is my reason for the season.
All right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Like I said, y'all, Van City Radio, we finna take it in a whole, you know what, I'm not going to even say that we're going to take it in a whole new direction. We taking it back to the essence. We taking it back to where it all started, what got us here. You know what I'm saying? We finna get raw, uncut. We finna, hey, no more.
Sounds good.
No more sermons. No more preaching. We getting back to the fucking aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? Oh no. I mean, if you listen to our early shows, you'll see that we used to be some wild motherfuckers. Kind of toned it down a little bit, but nah, 2014, we going back to what got us here and shit. We going back to that attitude era. And with that attitude era comes all type of shit. So now, Ms. Pimp, once again, I don't wanna say the wrong letter. What are they again?
40M. M is in M&M's.
M&M's. Oh, good Lord. I said, geez, good drink. You know what? My apologies. I done decreased this woman's breath size. I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry.
Now, do you get off when they being sucked?
Say that again?
Do you get off when they being sucked?
I didn't hear what she said.
She said, do you get off when they getting sucked?
You know what? I suck my own sometimes, so.
Oh, good enough.
I can, and you know, you have one, I have one. Let's have fun together with them. But,
eat the cake,
you know.
Anime.
Eat the cake, Anime. Okay, you know what? We gonna pick this up tomorrow. We gonna start this conversation tomorrow because we ain't even finna get into it.
I'm gonna post something tonight. Now that I know that I can do that, I'm gonna do that tonight.
Oh shit! I'm on the computer right now. I'm waiting. I'm sitting right here.
Let me get upstairs.
I'm gonna be right next to him, metaphorically speaking. I promise you. I got some Chips Ahoy earlier, baby girl. I'm ready.
I'm on my way upstairs. I'm about to start posting.
The Twin Towers is about to blow.
Shit. Them motherfuckers, boy. Them the Everglades Mountains, ain't they? Shit.
Casey.
True story.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we're going to do it like this. And like I said, SinCityRadioShow.com. Any and everybody's welcome to get on there. Totally uncensored. We can do what we want. We can say what we want. We can be what we want. We got blogs. We got pics. We're working on a video. So give us a second.
Hey.
We We're working on the videos where y'all can post your own videos. Y'all can do whatever you want. Like I said, give us a second. We gonna get it, but we up and running. DenCityRadioShow.com. Like I said, thank you everybody that was listening via internet. Thank you everybody that was listening, called in. And we're doing the same thing tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. I'll let y'all tomorrow.
All right.
Hey.
One. So-